Hi, McFatty.
Hi. Now, before we go any further.
Yes.
We've had many people, many people want to know, how is your TikTok career going?
Oh, well, it's I'm very big in China.
Oh, no, I think you mean Gina.
Oh, no, I mean detached rectum.
Oh, well, everything's big in a detached rectum.
Hey, Volga!
Play the music. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Tuesday, the 15th.
Tuesday.
That's Tuesday, the 15th of September, 2020, in the holy year of the one who is releasing a Christmas album very soon. That's
really?
Yep. Mm-hmm, that's Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. How's everyone doing? With me is
the Ruinator.
Friday one. The Ruinator, the enormous one, Big Fatty.
Hi!
Hi, Big Fatty.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes.
You said in the opening there, by the way, I noticed we're back to the old-fashioned opening.
We are. I don't know where the sound effects are that I used last week, so we're going with the ones that we're using that we've used before. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in that opening...
Uh-huh. Let's be careful talking about openings.
Right, because yours is detached.
Right.
But anyway, you said... you put little booties on the cats. Now, is that because this coming week, starting today actually, on Tuesday, mm-hmm. that we're gonna have a little autumn? Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I had to run out and do some things today, and I was just thinking.
Did you get your antifreeze?
No. But one okay. I keep looking at the weather, and I'm like, oh, I cannot wait. But Big Fatty, have you noticed that on the week, like, about a week ahead of time, they're like, it's going to be fall next week. And then as we creep into the next week, temperatures, it's next week. It's next week. So
that
I'm trying.
That 10 degree drop in temperatures is now about four.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it definitely, I was
we're
complaining.
We're moving in the right direction.
Right. I was complaining that it was hot earlier today. Uh-huh. And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, honestly, it is definitely hot, but it's still cooler than it was. So.
That's correct.
Yeah. So, I.
But the humidity's still there.
Well, you know, now, it's the humidity that gets you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned. Was that the grin doctor?
That was your grin doctor.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to just take a look at that while you tell us. You mentioned that you didn't have the old sound effects. Does that mean that the computra is back? And is there breaking news on that?
Breaking news. I have my computra back. Also breaking news. It's still as completely ruined as ever. It definitely is, so essentially I got the package in the mail, and Big Fatty is doing something very important over there, so
I'm listening to every word you say. I'm taking care of the grin doctor, okay?
Uh-huh,
And Drunk Nicholas, young Nicholas is he's being an instigator is what he's being.
Right. So the
or as he calls it, a good boy. Okay.
Right. The repair sheet that came back said they replaced the top case and the logic board. So basically, I got the same screen back, and everything else has been replaced, and now,
What was wrong with it?
When you plugged in the power or anything, it didn't do anything.
But the power is no longer an issue. Is that right?
Well, except that now I plug the power in with a brand new, because I went to Best Buy and bought a new power adapter.
Oh, wow.
And it acknowledged I'd plugged the power in.
Uh-huh.
And then it said not charging.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Like that priority service is actually priority ruination.
Correct. So I don't know if it's going to make it through this little show. I have a little widget running in the menu bar that's telling me what it's doing, and
I'm very unhappy. Very proud of you that you've told the listening audience that you have a little widget.
Yeah. Now, Big Fatty, what have you been up to?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question.
Oh, am I going to be regretful that I asked that question?
No, because I don't really fucking remember what I've been doing. It has been very slothy here in the villa lately.
So Walnut Hills-esque?
We haven't run the peanut gallery out, but they're trimming their nails.
Oh,
and they've
a little... Yeah, a little,
no, there's not going to be. There's not going to be
no puppet shows.
No, speaking of that, hi, Miss Lauren.
Hi.
But anyway, by the way, do you like the pumpkin spice shit?
I do, except I don't do like the pumpkin spice lattes because I can't have the steamed dairy. You know, it's
well ladies of a certain age should not have steamed dairy.
Correct.
In fact, I think that's the title of today's show. Vader can't have steamed dairy.
Not even a little bit.
Right.
We learned that on a road trip a while back. There was the very early morning departure, and someone from the coal mine said, "Oh, Vader drinks the." You know, Vader drinks the coffee drinks, and so they brought me, like, you know, some...
A steamed dairy.
Yeah, like some sort of latte or something. I don't remember. And
it's very similar to a Cleveland steamer, is that right?
It's very similar. So we made it about 25 miles...
Okay, wait a minute. The peanut gallery's in the other room laughing at that, because all he heard me say was Cleveland steamer.
Right.
Which is not to be confused with Stanley steamer, who is not from Cleveland.
Correct. But anyway, had the steamed dairy drink, and we made it about 25 miles down the road before. And I said, into the rest area, and there was an incident. There was a Vader doing the Big Fatty going, whoo, 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 running to the event. And
the sphincter alarm going off?
It had reached code red.
Okay.
The alarm had been going off. Let's put it that way. Okay.
Before the detached rectum, right?
Right. That actually may be what caused the detached rectum.
Really? But that was years ago, right? Wasn't it?
Well, it was
probably the start of it.
It was probably 15 years ago, truth be told. So, but we have confirmed over time, still can't have the steamed dairy. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, all right. Very
or
happy
if
to
you
report.
Do, have it when you're riding with someone you don't really care for.
It's true. Now, we are recording this a different way, so it's probably going to be just as ruined as before.
Well, people have come to expect a certain level of ruination.
It's true, and I'm watching all the channels, and I'm happy with it. So, for the first time.
Well, you sent me a picture of, I think you said, getting fancy or something like that, or all fancied up, or whatever.
I know. Well, I went ahead and set up Loopback, which we weren't using. I was trying to go simple, but set up Loopback to route all the audio around, and so that your Skype has its own audio routing, and the podcast has its own thing going into Banjo Band into four stereo channels, and then and so we're gonna see what happens when I mix this down later. You know, I'm gonna bounce.
Well, when, is that when you bounce it?
When I bounce it. So, okay. Oh, big fatty, what a day! Yeah. Now, should we just cut right to it and go right to voice letters?
Oh, we have voice letters.
I
did not receive. I did not receive any notice of voice letters. So
we do not have voice letters. None.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah,
none. So we're not going to cut to those. Thanks everyone for not calling. Although poor Chris in Tennessee, he's probably used up all of his track phone minutes, and he can't.
He does have that jitterbug.
I know. Maybe his calling card that he got from the vending machine is out of money.
Maybe he could ask Nessa, and I think we've mentioned all three of our listeners.
right. Well, Scotty, we've got to work Scotty into this somehow.
Oh, so, Scotty. Scotty could call in a voice letter for.
Oh my God.
Did you hear that?
I heard that.
The peanut gallery is having some...
He's had a steamed coffee beverage,
He's had a steamed... He's had steamed milk. Uh-huh.
right. If not, you've got steamed
milk.
And it's.
I can assure you it is not pumpkin spice coming out of that, okay?
Right. Well, you know, the peanut gallery...
So you don't like the pumpkin spice latte, but how about like the pumpkin spice potato chips or the pumpkin spice Little Debbie nutty bars?
I do love a nutty bar. It's true. So
or a pumpkin spice Cheerio.
Oh, I would eat that. Yeah, carbs, but I'd eat it.
By the way, have you spotted the cinnamon brooms yet?
I have. Have you? Is the question? Oh. They have them at the Vines East coal mine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to look this coming Wednesday then, because I've been looking. Everybody's sending me the pictures of the cinnamon brooms. And trust me, right now, if I had one, I'd be sweeping up somebody's discharge.
Right.
Steamed milk. Right.
Yeah. No. You know, if you really want them, they've had them for a while at the at home. Yeah, they've had fall for quite a while. They actually had fall at the Old Time Pottery. May she rest in peace. Oops, I've thrown my phone across the room.
Oh, wait a minute, excuse me. That was the Grim Duck.
Right. Well, you know what I think we should do? We should break this up a little bit.
Let's do it.
Let's.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord. Well, maybe if you can concentrate. But let's do this. Oh, okay. My goodness. It's time to play. This, that, or the other. It's the game where I read a question and give Big Fatty three answers. He has to tell us which one is true, unless they all are. Big Fatty, are you ready to play?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so today...
By the way, can they hear me while that's playing?
Yes.
Okay, great.
So today...
Ruining it since... When did we start this?
2005.
Ruining it for 15 years. Oh, but did I mention I'm having some red wine?
We both are.
And you know what you know what I've eaten today?
Never going to do this, are we?
We are. Coffee and two little cookies. All right, anyway, here comes the quiz program.
Okay. Today, I thought I'd ask you about something that I know you're very familiar with, maybe even at one point obsessed with. Now,
obsessed.
Not to the point of I Love Lucy, you know.
No, that's Wanda Hills.
Right. Oh, I can't keep the two of you apart.
Right.
So, today we're going to talk about The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, okay. Now, I do know a lot about The Wizard of Oz.
I knew that you did.
Because wizard is a wizard who will serve.
Answer two of these questions correctly, and you'll win nothing.
Okay.
So, first question. Uh-oh, I can't see it all because your mug is in front of it. Okay.
Let me move my mug.
Right. People say they don't make them like they used to, and it's true. Uh-huh. The Wizard of Oz is proof of that. Which of these is the real reason that The Wizard of Oz, as it was made, could not be made today?
Okay.
A, the actors who played the Munchkins were all paid a fraction of regular wages due to an old pay-by-height rule.
Okay.
B, the Wicked Witch's broomstick, the Scarecrow's outfit, and all of the fake snow were made of asbestos.
Okay.
Or C... the 1994 Religious Freedoms Act, which prevents witches or Wiccans from being presented in a negative light on TV.
And I have to choose one of those or all three?
Correct.
Well, it could be any of them.
It's true. And, it's true. That's what makes this fun.
Right. I think the safe bet would be to go with number three, but as in whole, I'm going to go with the asbestos witch.
Well, Big Fatty, you are correct. It's a good thing you went with the asbestos because the broomstick, the scarecrow's entire outfit, and all the fake snow, asbestos.
Mm-hmm. So,
all right, here's your second question. The Wizard of Oz has been, of course, a pop culture icon, a treasure, since its release in 1939. Sometimes things from the movie pop up in unexpected places, though. Which of these happened?
Okay.
A, after Margaret Thatcher died in 2013, the song Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead re-entered the British music charts at number two.
Mm-hmm.
B, Popeye's restaurant once offered something called the Gizzard of Oz. You could probably text Durwood if that's true.
Oh!
Speaking Excuse of me. Durwood.
Wait a minute, wait. You're going to have to hold. This is old Crooked Hat. Hey, Crooked Hat, I am recording the Little Fatty Cast right now. I can't hear because I got on headphones, but I'll call you back when I'm done, okay? All right, bye. All right, are you there?
I'm here. We're all still here.
Okay.
We're all
the Gizzard of Oz. Okay.
Right, and so you might need to text Durwood to see if that ever happened, because, you know, he's very familiar with this.
He's very, he is a gizzard. He is the Gizzard of Oz.
Right.
Of Oz.
Correct. Okay, or C, Garth Brooks's 2003 Man Behind the Curtain tour, in which he sang his entire set in a booming voice from behind a curtain, just like the wizard did.
All right, now. I am a fat person of a certain age.
Correct.
And
correct.
I know. How dare you laugh at that? The peanut gallery is laughing because I said that.
It's true.
Well, yeah, I know. I know this answer.
Okay.
Because I am a person of a certain age, and it's A. Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, when Margaret Thatcher died.
That is correct. Big Fatty, you've got 2 out of 3. You've basically won nothing.
I've won nothing without the third question, but
we're gonna play.
Let's just say I missed one of them.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, it doesn't matter. We're still gonna play.
A person of a certain age.
Right.
And now I need to win. All right. Okay. So here's the third one.
All right. And finally, this quiz might end sometime this decade. Here's your final question. There was a fair amount of acrimony on the set of Wizard of Oz, with a lot of hate focused on one of the performers. Who was it? Was it A, Scarecrow actor Ray Bolger, who walked around the set saying, "Actually, I'm very smart," and mansplained everything? B, Vladimir Oskov, a Russian method actor who played the lead flying monkey and, well, decided to act like a monkey on the set, if you know what we mean. Mm-hmm. Or C, Terry, who played Toto the dog, was paid more per week than most of the human actors who he worked with.
This is an excellent question, and I'm gonna throw the first one out because this is
so
an.
You don't think it's the Scarecrow actor?
No,
mansplaining.
It is not.
Okay,
Ray Bolger was a nice man. Okay. So it's either a monkey or a dog.
Mm.
And the monkeys aren't in the show enough for everybody to hate on them. So I'm going to go with Toto was overpaid.
Big Fatty, Terry, the dog who played Toto, brought down like $150 a week, which at the time was the equivalent to like $2,000 today. So he was a well-paid pooch. And you were correct.
How about that, huh?
Big Fatty got 3 out of 3.
There was some logic there, wasn't there?
There was. I hate it when you do that. It's much more fun if you would, you know, just be ridiculous. So we're going to give you a little...
Okay. Thank you.
Big Fatty. You know, we're going to have to stop making it so easy for you. Is really
well, that
what
would have been, I have a feeling. I have a feeling that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, would not, or Dr. Stone even, would not have gotten all three of those correct.
Well, you know, admit it, like, that could have been very difficult if the other answers had seemed more plausible. So I think, with the exception of one, of the asbestos one, yeah, I think they weren't as hard as they could have been, but that could have been a hard quiz. So I'm glad copied someone who did an easy
now,
quiz.
Granny's only seen the Wizard of Oz in black and white.
That's the only way it's ever aired, basically.
Well, Granny still watches reruns of Amos and Andy or something. I don't know.
And the Little Rascals. He's a big fan.
By the way, can we finish this up so I can see Lawrence? Well, it's coming on at 6:00.
Wait a second. I wasn't talking to you about that, was I? Or was that you that I was talking to about Lawrence Welk? I thought that was someone at the coal mine who...
It must have been, because I have right. The fact that I have no recollection of it doesn't mean a fucking thing.
Oh, it was one of my coal miners. We were talking about Hee-Haw, and that Lawrence Welk always followed Hee-Haw on Saturday nights. That's right.
You know, what was the phone number? What was the phone number of Junior's auto sales?
I don't remember, because I'm not that
BR, old. BR549.
Well, that,
Chris from
that
Tennessee
sounds...
remembered that, and he just yelled it out because, you know, he's from Tennessee.
Well, right. Basically, he was right there in the cornfield on the show. You just didn't see him because he was shorter back then.
With Grandpa, you know.
Well, he was. I thought he played Grandpa.
Hey, Grandpa, what's for supper?
There's a ridiculous thread on a message board that I'm on. That's everyone's like, tonight we're having fried steak with... country gravy.
Country ham and red-eye gravy.
And they're all fat people. And you know...
Right. And you know, they're just one degree of separation from Petticoat Junction.
Well, thank God. And speaking of Petticoat Junction, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to click the right place because everything moved around. I can't remember what's that.
We're going to assume that you'll take all of this out.
Big Fatty, just like last week, I am a professional editor.
Professional. Okay. Ruinator.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, Big Fatty.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. The first one is Oliver Stone.
He was, I believe he's alive. He was a war correspondent.
How would we know him?
He was a war correspondent on the CBS Evening News.
All right. Now, was he related to Dr. Stone?
They did look similar, and I can see why you would think that, but no, there was no relation.
Well, you're correct. Oliver Stone is alive, but he's a movie director. He directed Good Morning Vietnam, Platoon, Wall Street. So not even close. all right. Let's just see here. Agatha Christie.
Big Fatty, if she's alive, we've got issues. I do know this one, much like you in The Wizard of Oz. Miss Agatha is dead. She's an author. She wrote things like Miss Marple. So.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. She is deader than a doornail, and she wrote plays like Murder on the Orient Express.
But also Miss Marple. Okay.
Okay, well, you can say so.
Yep, I do.
Dan Marino.
Ooh. His career is dead, but I believe he's still alive. He was a football player for one of those...
You are correct on both. He played for the Dolphins. Many years. All right, last one.
Okay.
Henry Charles Windsor.
Well... Dead.
Okay.
No. I don't know. I don't know. I think that's the Queen's father, and I think he's dead. The Queen of England, that is, not okay. Not Christian Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee.
You are absolutely wrong. Henry Charles Albert David Windsor is
that Prince Charles?
Prince Harry.
Prince Henry. That was Prince Edward. Never mind. Okay, uh-huh. Just kidding. I got my. Oh, that would have been King, not Prince. Okay. Anyway,
when do you think Prince Harry was born?
He's younger than me. I would say around 1990.
1984.
Well, not that much younger than me. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he's, what would that make him, 46?
36.
36.
Yes. I said younger than me, Fatty. Poor old thing. I am not 46.
I did have one more that I wanted to ask you. What have I done?
Oh, it's ruined.
Okay, never. Oh, Marco Polo.
Dead.
Okay, he is dead.
They named the pool game for him that we played at the pool. Yeah.
The one I wanted to ask you was William Howard Taft.
Also dead. They buried him in a bathtub, you know, which is kind of like they're going to bury you in a turlet.
And we would know him from?
He was a former president of the United States.
He was the 27th president of the United States. Very good, Vader.
Look,
get them all. You didn't get Prince Harry, but you did get some. So
I mean, I don't know that we're all that surprised.
Some is better than none. So.
It's true.
What do you got going on this week?
Well, I'm going to have to send this computer back to Apple.
Okay. Is that because with the priority maintenance?
It is, because it's plugged in, not charging, and the battery is draining as fast can be. So that is good, but I guess I'll send it back. It's a shame because it's working, like, other than not charging, it's working fantastic, and was super excited about some stuff we have going on at the coal mine where we were going to get to use it and do fun things that we tested today, and it works, and now we're not at all. So
great.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We're here on the 15th, in the middle of September, September. What do you see happening in the next couple of weeks?
I see me going back to the doctor about 25 times.
Oh, how is your detached rectum?
Detached. It's okay, I guess. I don't know. I still can't see, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When do you see out of your rectum?
Right. Well, it's
true. You talk out of it, so you might.
Right.
See
right. Who's to say, really? Ooh.
That could be the title also. Vader talks out of his detached rectum.
And everyone would be like, "Yeah, that's about right."
Now,
so.
Last week you said, "Oh, this has been a shit, Sammy show." Well, how are you feeling about today?
Oh, it's awful. Absolutely awful. I mean, you took a phone call in the middle of it.
I did.
I mean, that's what I think about it. So,
took a phone call and a couple of Grin Doctor messages.
Right. And young Nicholas.
That's my priority.
Right. Young Nicholas basically sharted his pants.
I guess we'll see you on the 22th.
Maybe. I make no promises. So.
Okay, because the computer's got to be fast.
Right. So, Big Fatty, have a blessed evening.
Oh, absolutely. And happy 15th of September.
Which is a very big holiday.